Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
One man went online to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking. Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
Anywhere,
as the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, an angry Pepper accused Marla of reporting to the police that she was displaying symptoms of the coronavirus. Marla asked June to try to persuade Pepper to have a COVID-19 check, but she too received the same response. Coretta asked Ignatius for financial help and became abusive when he refused. He called Sonny to discuss the possibility of being nominated to the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee, but Sonny suggested he help the community more. Later, Pepper, who was now having difficulty breathing, desperately called Marla. Right now, Shelley and Marla are on the phone.
Guyana has programming for...
So should they in the hospital now?
Yes, I call the hotline and the people come and collect you.
But Marley, you know, I ain't really surprised how Pepper handled this whole thing. She's a very ignorant person.
I know, Shelley, I know. Look how long I begging she for call the hotline. I just hope that she gonna be alright.
As soon as she start experiencing them symptoms, she should have called. I sure she make the situation worse by waiting so long.
I did even ask nurse June to call she, and she cuts the woman.
Wow.
Anyway, she's in the hospital now, and I guess that we just got to pray.
I guess so.
I just hope that she didn't infect nobody else.
Well, Ryan and Yvonne got to get tested because she was in the house with them.
But she tell me she and Ryan done.
Yes, but you know how long she had it? Remember, people who got this thing and ain't show no symptoms right away.
True.
Anyways, girl, besides though, how you, Anil, and me are doing?
Girl, we just there. Things improving slowly with Anil.
I'm glad. You can't let no woman come and broke up your home.
I still ain't fully trusty, Shelley, but one day at a time. How you and Ignatius?
Girl is stressing me out a little bit. You think it's fun for lock up with a man like Ignatius in a house whole day?
Shelley, it's your loving husband who you renew your vows with.
Yes, but I didn't expect that the renewal of the vows would mean the man got there in my face whole day. Now this morning, he telling me how he want to make some contribution to the poorer families in Murondoy.
That's nice.
You know, Ignatius always got some motive when he doing these things. He trying for look good so that the people who nominate him people for sit on the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee gonna consider he.
He really want this thing, man? It's not 22 people gonna be on this committee?
Yes, nominated by plenty organizations. Wait, I got it right here. Yes, nominated by civil society, women's and youth organizations, the Bar Association, the Consumers Association, Private Sector Commission, Transparency Institute, Extractive Industries, Regional Democratic Councils, Chartered Accountants, and the University of Guyana.
So is which one of them organizations gonna nominate Ignatius?
Girl, me you know. Must be the women's organization because you know he.
Well, is your loving husband?
This is the man I married. Right now, I see you jump in the Jeep and gamp on the road. See, you got some business to take care of.
You got any mask and so though?
Mask alone? He got a glove and all kind of thing. You would think he's starring in some pandemic movie.
Girl, look.
I glad he gone so I could give a catch a little break. I don't know how much longer I can able to deal with Ignatius in me face all the time.
But there's a big house, man.
Marley, you ain't understand. When I try for hide in one room for get my little peace and alone time, the man just come and find me.
Why?
The only thing I left to do is fling he through one of them window.
Oh man, try. Pepper done day in the hospital. You can't go to jail now.
He just frustrating me, man.
Well, girl, listen, you got to hang in there. Life can't continue like this forever. Sooner or later, we gonna come out of this.
Well, I really hope it's sooner and not later.
Hey, I wonder what this woman want now. Hello?
Good day, Divine.
Hi, Coretta.
It's Troop, Pepper Dead.
What? Where you heard that?
There's the news going around that she's dead.
As far as I know, she's in the hospital.
So, is the coronavirus she got the truth?
I don't know, Coretta.
Oh.
Anyway, I have something.
But wait, ma, she didn't live with you and Ignatius' son?
Lady, I don't have time for this nonsense.
Alright, sorry. There's no one really call you for.
Okay.
Still working with ExxonMobil, right?
I am. And actually, right now you're disrupting my work.
So, you're still going to the office every day or you're working from
home? Working from home, Coretta.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I have to.
But here now, I was wondering about this thing. I ain't gonna lie. Right now, I going through a rough time.
Okay.
I even call your father-in-law and abuse it because one like he should be helping Marundai people out right now.
I don't see what this has to do with me.
But you's the girl was supposed to know what's going on with the Isle money. I want to know if the government can use Lily Isle money right now for help we out.
Coretta, you understand that I don't work with the government. I am working with ExxonMobil.
Yes, but where's the difference?
You serious?
I mean that since you in the thick of things, you must know if they could use the money.
Again, Coretta, I work with ExxonMobil, not the Ministry of Finance.
So wait, you can't answer my question? This way you're telling me.
And what is the question?
They can't use the alimony we sell so far for give the people during this hard time?
No.
What do you mean no?
When dealing with natural resource funds, there are certain procedures you have to follow. We have a Natural Resource Fund Act that sets out the guidelines.
So you mean for telling me this country ain't got no procedure for emergency funds?
Actually, yes, there are provisions.
You see, I know I might be a little dunce, but common sense tells me that.
Okay.
So, where's the procedure?
Look, I know for sure there are provisions in the Natural Resource Fund Act for emergency funding, like in the case of natural disasters.
Okay, well, coronavirus should be considered a natural disaster. Right now, Pepper might dead in the hospital, and there's gonna be a natural disaster for all them Marundai men.
Excuse me?
You see how nice Pepper nice? I mean, let me be honest. She is a far better looking girl than you two. How you feel she catch Ryan?
Wow.
Enough men heart gonna bleed if she dead, a matter of fact. Some of them might even dead from grief.
Coretta, I have
Wait,
to go.
Wait, my man. You ain't gonna tell me how the government gonna get these emergency funds? So that we could get something? Little hamper, money, something?
Well, the Minister of Finance has to do a report on how the natural disaster will affect the environment and the people and request funds through the National Assembly.
Parliament?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. But we ain't got a right now.
Exactly.
Oh.
The request can be made, but it has to be approved by the National Assembly.
Well, I got to go and call my cousin and tell she this, because she keep telling me that they could spend the aisle money just so, because it's the Guyanese people money. I tell you, boy, you see, she's a very ignorant person who always feels she knows everything.
Well, some things run in families. Bye, Coretta. I got work to do.
Ignatius, where's all of this?
You have to help me sort it all out, Shelley. This is my contribution to Morondai as we battle the coronavirus.
Where you find all these cloth masks?
I paid a seamstress to make them.
And you buy all this bleach yourself?
Yes. Plus, I am working with the village council and I made a deal with the supermarket up the road to provide groceries for families who are in need.
Well, well.
This is my way of giving back.
So wait, you're going to be doing this for the rest of your life?
What do you mean?
When the coronavirus is done, they can still got people in need.
Well, as long as it takes.
I think you should commit to doing it for the rest of your life. You could afford it. Might guarantee a place in heaven.
Look, that is not why I am doing it. I am doing it because I care about my community.
And you want people to nominate you to sit on the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee, right?
If I am nominated, it will be well deserved. The region can nominate me.
You might have started a little too late. Maybe if you were the village chairman, or had a history of helping people, you would have stand a better chance.
But look how many things I have done to contribute to this village. I helped to fund garbage disposal. I invested in the tire shredder.
People could eat any of them things?
Woman.
Listen, the next time they need to nominate people for any committee, you might stand a better chance. Once you keep contributing to the village, you could even run for the next local government elections and see if you could win this time. Then, who knows, you could become the village chairman.
You have it all figured out, my dear.
I just giving you good advice, my love.
Divine girl, how you doing?
I'm just here working on this report, Auntie Monica.
Yes. Y'all still working from home, no?
Yep.
And how is everything else operating?
Well, production is still happening. To be far out in the ocean or river might be the safest place right now.
You might got a point.
Yeah, drilling is still taking place too, but not as much.
Oh, good, good.
People can still get contracts too, like to provide services. Just gotta keep looking out for them. Keep checking out ExxonMobil website, Facebook page, the Center for Local Business Development.
Okay. And what about things like training and so? That's still happening?
Yes. The CLBD is still operating, but of course they're pushing e-learning now.
Oh, well, there's like online learning and so?
Yeah, they have an app.
Nice, nice. I'm just glad to know that your job didn't get affected.
Yeah, I'm grateful too. Plus, ExxonMobil is making its contribution to the fight against COVID-19 in Guyana. We all in this thing together.
Yeah. Me and Lawrence are reading about the $60 million that they contributed to the relief effort.
Yeah. Supporting the efforts of Civil Defense Commission, Rotary, and Salvation Army.
I think I read the CDC get $40 million and the Rotary and the Salvation Army $10 million each.
You and Daddy up to date, man.
Girl, we got all the time on hand to read all the news and to watch everything that's going on. I'm just glad that because of organizations like ExxonMobil, we're getting more medical supplies, hampers, and information. Plus, if needed, the isolation facilities.
Yes.
Anyway, how you and Ryan coping since y'all hear about Pepper?
Well, we went and got tested. We on self-isolation until we get the results.
But you ain't feeling no way funny or anything?
No. Well, a couple weeks ago I was having this belly pain.
Me like how the sound. You must go and check it out.
Yeah, but I ain't want just run and go to the hospital and it's not anything. Especially in this time.
Well, yeah. But pay attention to your body. Don't take them little aches for granted.
Okay, Auntie Monica.
And how Ryan feeling? I know he and Pepper was doing well. That he doing whatever that he doing.
I ain't hear him complain about anything.
We both just got to wait for the results.
Well, in the meantime, I get down on my knees and pray every night. You and Ryan should do the same. And I hope Pepper pulled through.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.